Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. Brian McFadden, Steelers Super Bowl champ, on the disarray in the Steelers secondary and struggles coming up at 3:15 as we get you all set and ready for Steelers-Packers. Not a rivalry game for Aaron Rodgers, but let's face it, he probably hates the coach and GM there, and he would love nothing more than to have an awesome game in front of all of America and have the entire football world saying Monday morning that the Packers miss him. And that the Steelers are true contenders with him at quarterback. He could do all that in terms of holding up his end of the bargain and still lose because of how up and down the Steelers' defense has been. Giving up 30 points to the Jets, giving up 33 points to the Bengals, getting torched in the run game by Seattle at home. Last year, I remember, they lost to the Colts in a classic Tomlin game. Came home to play the Cowboys Sunday Night Football. Oh, these are games Mike Tomlin always wins. And then a guy had a ball bounce off his nutsack, and he still held on to it for a touchdown at the end of the game. Jalen Tolbert, that happened. So act like the Steelers are perfect in these situations.
I was taking my last sip of coffee.
And eating the ice, isn't that a sign of sexual frustration?
Should I have dumped that?
What, nutsack? No, we're allowed to say that. Trust me, we're allowed to say it. We've gotten away with far worse.
If the Post-Gazette can print a-hole, then I think we can say
yeah,
sack on the
air. Yeah, they can print a word we can't even say. No, why did you have to say it? It's like you looked up at me. I was waiting. I was listening, as I always do, to your opening salvo.
Chris, that's what happened.
I am aware that that's what happened, but okay. You just timed it up like you were hoping for a spit take right across the studio.
So we don't often do this. In fact, we never do this. TJ Watt talks on Fridays. T.J. Watt, I think, waits to talk on Friday because by then, everything's already been picked apart. He can talk for a couple of minutes, get out of there, and his comments almost never generate any kind of reaction or buzz. He's making over $40 million. He's not even leading the team in sacks. They're 31st against the pass in the NFL. He talked for 2 minutes with Jeff Hathorn after practice today. I want to hear what the guy has to say. Remember, he is a Wisconsin guy. So playing the Packers presumably means a lot for him. He beat them his rookie year, but the Packers started Brett Hundley in that game, and Brett Hundley threw 3 touchdown passes, and the Steelers needed a last-second field goal to beat that team. And the last time he played the Packers was 2023, and the Steelers won here, and that was with Jordan Love. And I don't know why I'm going through Steelers-Packers history. But anyways, it means a lot to him, too. I also want to hear him as a spokesperson of the defense hear his either rationalizations for the way they've played or maybe he's still in a pissed off mood because of what happened against Cincinnati. So here he is.
Stop the run, and obviously try to affect the passer as much as we possibly can. I mean, not happy with not getting a takeaway 2 weeks in a row. I think there's just a lot of things of guys doing their job individually and allowing us to play the best we possibly can collectively, and getting back to what we do. It sucks going through this high, low, but we just got to get it figured out.
Do you agree with the credo for this game being stop the run? Jacobs is really good.
Yes.
I didn't think he was going to be really good there. I thought he was going to be a guy closer to 30 that Green Bay gave big money to, and like he was on the downside
more
of his career.
Slope. Yeah, well, it's clear
but
that
he's
putting
a
him
touchdown
in a
machine, bro.
Well, it's clear that he wasn't washed up. Like, he's kind of built physically more sturdily than I thought. And doesn't he seem more like an example of even Derrick Henry, who obviously had crazy good years in Tennessee, felt like he hit the fountain of youth once they got him in the Ravens system, where he isn't like necessarily the featured guy.
Yeah.
Love is a good enough passer, and they've got a good enough passing game and a good enough play designer in LaFleur.
Yeah, he's a hell of an offensive coach.
That a guy like Jacobs actually gets a new lease on NFL life, which you saw it with Saquon even, sending him over to Philly in a different environment. I had the same thought about Jacobs beforehand.
Right.
He's been good enough that, just to answer your question, I absolutely think he's got to be priority one.
I understand that, but I just don't want them to lose. I don't want them to lose to the Bengals twice. And if they're completely fixated on stopping the run, and that's where the numbers go in this game, and you've got one-on-one matchups with these old corners, Love is going to beat them. He's going to pick them apart. They've scored, Green Bay, at least 27 points in 5 out of their 6 games. The only time they didn't was in Cleveland. The only team that consistently puts that many points on the board per game is the Colts. The Colts is the only other team that has done that. So they're going to get theirs. They're going to score probably close to 30.
Do you think Tomlin fears Love more than he feared Flacco? I don't.
Well, then there's something wrong with him then, because Love's a top 12 quarterback in the NFL, and Joe Flacco led the NFL in giveaways before.
I know, but I just think Tomlin feels like he can still occasionally fool a guy like Jordan Love, and for whatever reason, I mean, styles make fights or whatever. Sometimes somebody just has your number and is in your head. It's obvious to me that he like doesn't think he can beat Flacco in most situations.
I feel like we had a good week this week, and it only pays off if we perform on Sunday night.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Feel for how the practice goes during the week and how it translates into a game?
A little bit, but honestly, sometimes it's a it's a terrible week of practice and you go out and play well. Sometimes it's the other way around, but you like to think that usually good practice translates to good play, and I feel good about this week.
DJ, do you feel like it does take a little bit of time with all the new pieces? I know we talked about it at the beginning of the season, but is that part of the issue?
No, that's no excuse. I mean, we're 6-7 games in now at this point, and we've been together since the summer, especially in the early training camp period, so there's no excuse as us having new guys. Every team has new guys, new additions. We just all need to be on the same page.
Why is it that Watt is harder on them for that than the coaches? That makes no sense to me. You'd think the player would be more empathetic towards you have to, you know, uproot your life. You move to a new place. You might have multiple balls in the air. You know, it's a new terminology with the defense, foreign language. You were accustomed to playing one place for a long time. Now it's something completely different. You know, finding, you know, needing to assimilate to that, that a player would maybe want to excuse other players' failures because they're all in that fraternity together. And Watt's the bad cop on that. And Tomlin's the guy who repeatedly, or Austin is the guy who repeatedly says, yeah, like we thought this would happen. And that is a reason why we haven't played up to par so far.
To me, that is the coaches knowing that getting guys like that up to speed in those situations is more of a coaching thing. And again, I think it's running cover for themselves.
Yep. I thought the same thing, but I let you say it because I wanted it to come from you.
I mean, I've said that. I've made, why? Because you think you've redlined the make Art Rooney mad thing today by criticizing Mike Tomlin?
No,
already.
No, I just I thought that was the obvious point he was making, and I didn't want to say it. And then you were just going to be like, yeah,
yep,
exactly.
Well, I think that's been the story though, going back to immediately post game from Cincinnati, is that it's been an abdication of responsibility on the part of the coaching staff, as you like to put it. The mouthpiece for Mike Tomlin, Terrell Austin, did it when he talked to the media, and Tomlin damn sure did it at his press conference.
What do you think of the uniforms you guys wearing on Sunday? You're adding a touch of gold with the cleats, right?
Yeah, I haven't really fully seen it in person, so I'm really interested to see what it looks like, but I'm looking forward to trying something different.
TJ spent obviously a lot of time with Aaron this week playing Green Bay. What have you noticed him off the field as a leader in some of those intangibles that he brings to your team?
Yeah, he's been great. Great on the field and off the field. Honestly, going to dinners before games, being a wealth of knowledge for anybody who has questions, and just trying to do anything possible to help us win and also build camaraderie in the locker room. So it's been awesome getting to know him and seeing him get more and more comfortable being a Steeler.
All right, that's it. Can I, and I love Jeff, and I don't think Jeff wants to, there's other Steelers reporters there. I don't think Jeff wants to take over the interview with TJ Watt. For all I know, there might have been somebody else after who went in there and asked more questions. So I'm just trying to cover my bases here. There wasn't, that's it. I'm sorry. Can we just get one TJ? How do you think you're playing right now, question?
How do you feel about the season you're having?
Yes. I would genuinely like to know, making $41 million with 4 sacks and not in up until the fourth quarter, he didn't even breathe on Flacco. I mean, he didn't get close to him. He can't possibly feel like he's having that good of a season right now. I'd also like to know, Wisconsin guy to Wisconsin guy, how he would feel about Herbig basically getting put on the bench in the last game. I looked this up before today's show. It's a wild stat. Herbig and Parsons have the same number of pressures.
Yeah, Herbig's,
and Herbig missed a game.
Herbig's had the best pressure rate in the league this year.
He's got 18.
Herbig's pressure rate is off the charts.
He played against Cincinnati.
His pressure rate has been off the charts good, Pony.
And you know Watt loves him.
I just think these guys like him because I think Watt knows what a good ball player looks like. I mean, I just think these guys know he's really good. And he's impactful. And he's impactful in the way that you want edge rushers to be impactful. And yet, Herbig not being out there, as we have said ad infinitum, is another symptom of them being obsessed above all else with stopping the run. And then Faribault, and we love Nick, that's why we do a weekly segment with him. He is of the opinion, though, that, like, in a sense, that makes sense because when they get run on, they get mollywopped. They get absolutely just dusted. Like, it clearly, that was one of the things I took from Nick that maybe stuck out more than anything else.
he obviously thinks, as a guy who's covered them for a little while, that it like breaks their psyche in some fundamental way if a team pushes them around and runs a couple times
but
on them.
They didn't line up against the Bengals to stop the run. They made the right decision. They set themselves up to play the pass. And when they started to get gashed in the run game, they went back to their old ways of stopping the run. Nick was exactly right. 2 minutes left. You've got Cole Holcomb, who at this point is like your Landon Roberts clone, and Chuck Clark,
who's a box safety more than anything.
And no Herbig on the field. They were still in panic mode about the run. And look, you're like, yeah, when they get run on, they lose. But what could happen in this game easily is Packers start to throw the ball on them. Maybe they have to adjust a little bit and start to play the pass. And that's when they get killed in the run
game. Just to be very clear, if you gave me, just to put a fine point on this, if you said to me when the Bengals got the ball back that they're going to get into field goal range, and you told me you can have it be either through two ways, Chase gets wide open on the first play and gets like 18 yards and then they hit Higgins, or Chase Brown on the very first play runs for 22, I would rather at least get beat by Chase Brown, even though he had done so already,
yes,
than get beat for the literal 16th time that game by Jamar Chase. Honestly.
And it wasn't even a tip your cap situation because it was a coverage breakdown
and
he
Higgins,
was wide open.
The
he didn't
T. Higgins,
even have to make
I would
an
even
acrobatic
like,
play.
Yeah, the T. Higgins, I would even say Flacco throws a good ball. Higgins is a goon, as Mike Tomlin likes to say, and he just out physicaled Ramsey. They threw the best receiver the ball. I'm sitting in this seat right now. You know where our front desk is from where I'm sitting.
Yep.
Was there a person as close to Jamar Chase as I am to that front desk?
No.
I don't think so.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.